This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 383 and a quarter, up 4. May corn, 388 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. July corn, 396 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. March soybeans, 988 and a quarter, up 9. May soybeans, 993 and a quarter, up 8 and a quarter. July soybeans, 998 and a half, up 8. March wheat, 494 and a quarter, up 8 and a half. May wheat, 490, up 7 and a half. July wheat, 494 and a quarter, up 7 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Monday afternoon. In anticipation of Tuesday's USDA report, corn, soybeans, and wheat all closed higher. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents higher at 360 to 382. Soybean bids were up 6 to 10 cents at 957 to 975. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 to 3 higher at 350 to 381. Soybean bids were 8 cents higher at 966 to 994. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 to 4 cents at 365 to 385. Soybean bids gained 6 to 10 cents at 971 to 996. And wheat bids 4 to 7 higher at 403 to 472. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 to 9 cents higher at 996 to 1008, with basis steady to a penny higher, range from 3 to 15 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $365.90 to $373.90 per ton. That's up $5.90 to $6.90, with basis steady to a dollar lower at $22 to $30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents higher at $386 to $392, with basis steady ranging from 3 under to 3 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 387 to 389, with basis also ended mixed on Monday, ranged from 2 under to option May. Soybeans ended up 8 to 9 cents at 990 to 997, with basis steady to a penny higher at 3 under to 4 over the May. And new crop wheat prices ended 8 cents higher for the day at 474 to 488, with basis steady ranging from 20 under to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 5 higher at 406 to 407. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 9 cents with quotations at 1017 to 1018. Soft wheat up 7 at 490 to $5, and the Milo ended 2 to 3 higher for the day at 463 to 464. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 369 to 387. New crop soybean bids at 910 up to 942. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 383. New crop soybean bids at 928 to 947. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 372 to 383. New crop soybean bids at 915 up to 942, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. Those range from 455 up to 482. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 154, down 65 cents. June live cattle, 146.15, down 95 cents. August live cattle, 144.57, down 35 cents. March feeder cattle, 209.70, down 2 cents. April feeder cattle, 208.40, down 17 cents. May feeder cattle, 207.07, down 37 cents. April lean hogs, 66.07, down 5 cents. May lean hogs, 76.57, down 67 cents. June lean hogs, 79.30, down 75 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday, the 9th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 85 cents lower in the range of $54.50 to $64, with a weighted average carcass price of $62.64. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 27 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 34, 5 to 6 weights 29 to 35, and 6 weights and up 30 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $38 to $47. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 28,787 head. And now the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale with receipts of 3,239 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 282 to 325. Five weights were 246 to 289, and six weights were 220 to 264. On to the feeder Holstein steers. They had three weights, bringing 222 to 269, four weights, $2 to 236, five weights were 186 to 211, and six weights were 170 to 186. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 261 to 299, five weights 240 to 261, six weights 213 to 241. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 161 to 163.50, and on a dress basis, no reportable trade. Heifers on a live basis traded at 164. And on a dress basis, 256. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 274 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $68.75, and that was 7 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $247.50. That was 89 cents lower, with select carcasses at $245.75, and that was $1.36 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000. That compared to 109,000 last week and 106,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000. That compared to 432,000 last week and 407,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released its latest baseline outlook for U.S. agriculture yesterday, projecting the U.S. Department of Agriculture to pay out $3.9 billion in ARC and PLC payments for the 2014 crop after fiscal year 2016 begins on October 1st this year. FAPRI projects those payments with decline to $3.4 billion by the 2018 crop year. FAPRI reports lower prices have resulted in a large decline in crop producer income and could result in significant federal spending under new programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill. Most livestock sector prices are expected to decline this year, according to the report. For more information, you can visit fapri.missouri.edu. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had an extremely large amount of hay, and we had a great buyer participation. We ended up with around 3,315 bales total, and on the small squares, we had 1,288 bales of alfalfa. The lower end hay was at $2.75 per bale. We had some premium alfalfa, as high as $7.70 a bale. Most of it was in the price range of $5 to $7. small squares of alfalfa grass. We had 750 bales, and it was from $2 to $3.50. 631 bales of straight grass hay from $1.75 to $3 per bale. About 100 bales of straw from $3.60 to $4.10. In the round bales, we had 195 bales, and we had 65 bales of alfalfa from $20 to $32 per bale. We had 50 bales of just straight grass from $24 up to $40 on some nice hay stored inside. Ended up with 12 bales of alfalfa grass at $43. We had 68 bales of Reed's Canary at $28 to $26 per bale. 350 3x3s. We had 170 bales of alfalfa. We had some utility hay at $31. Had some pretty nice hay at $44. Ended up 52 bales of alfalfa grass from $44 to a top of $59 per bale. And we had 62 bales of grass hay at $40 per bale. Ended up with 60 bales of 3x3s of straw. Long stem is really nice, bright straw. It's $44 per bale.
Well, it sounds like it was certainly a great auction. If anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. Spring is just around the corner, and many farmers are anxious to start their planting season. Planting season will mean many hours around oftentimes noisy equipment. Stephanie Broom-Nelson of Nelson Audiology cautions farmers to protect their ears when working in noisy environments.
If they're going to be around noisy equipment, they need to wear proper ear protection, either earplugs or earmuffs. Fortunately, a lot of the equipment has better cabs, which has sound reduction and better attenuation, so there isn't quite the danger that it used to be years ago. But still, with all kinds of other loud noises, grain bin dryers, other implements, power tools, saws, drills, chainsaws, just all that kind of stuff there needs to be ear protection worn. Those are dangerous noise levels. And when you combine that with hours of exposure, you're going to have hearing loss over time.
Suffering from hearing loss can have a much more profound effect on an individual than you may think. Nelson elaborates on some new research findings.
Some of the latest research is showing that if you have untreated hearing loss, as you grow older and you don't seek out help to either be properly fit with hearing aids, that it actually can affect your cognitive or thinking abilities. They've even actually related it to dementia, where it actually can cause a decline in that faster than otherwise because you're not being stimulated with auditory sounds. So it's serious. A lot of the times my patients will say, I'm just going to wait until my hearing loss just gets terrible when I absolutely can't hear, and then I'm going to seek out help. And what we're finding is that's not a good idea, that when you're starting to notice that there's hearing loss, you need to have a good hearing evaluation and see if there is treatment that is needed.
For anyone who is curious about the state of their auditory senses, Nelson is hosting a St. Patrick's Day brunch and welcoming everyone to attend.
On Tuesday the 17th, we are having it's the first time we've ever really had a brunch and learn. So it's at 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning the 17th from 10 to 12. We'll be having a guest speaker from one of the largest hearing aid manufacturers in the United States. And they are coming to discuss some of the new technology that is out on the new digital hearing aids. The other audiologist here, Deanna Boston, and myself will also be speaking, presenting just some of the new information that is available for patients who would be hearing aid candidates. And so we'll have a presentation for probably about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we're providing a continental breakfast. So the whole thing should probably last a couple of hours, and we're just inviting anyone who has questions about hearing aids, and that sort of thing to come, and we're hoping that it'll be very informative for them.
But whether you're able to attend the St. Patrick's Day brunch or not, Nelson urges everyone to get their hearing checked to ensure their senses are still in good standing.
If you have any question at all, whether you're having a hearing problem, it's just always good to get a good baseline hearing test. To start with that, we fortunately don't have to tell every patient that comes in that they're a hearing aid candidate. Some people, it's just early hearing loss, and we ask that they suggest that they monitor it yearly and watch for any progression. So I guess the main thing would be to have a good hearing test, to start with a good baseline, and then have it checked periodically as you would with any other medical issue. When you have your yearly physicals and eye exams, dental exams, I think that it'd be a good idea to think about having a hearing exam as well.
Again, that was Stephanie Broom-Nelson with Nelson Audiology. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.